It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Welcome to Sunday Morning Magazine. According to the National Center for Health, more than one-third of U.S. adults are obese. Approximately 300,000 deaths per year are attributed to obesity. And in a recent study that looked at state-by-state rankings of adult obesity rates, Ohio ranked number 19, Indiana ranked in the top 10 at number 10, and Kentucky ranked number 7. This morning, we focus on obesity and weight management. To join the conversation this morning or to find out more, visit and like our Facebook page. We're at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. We begin this morning with Dr. Angela Fitch. Dr. Fitch is Medical Director of Medical Weight Management at the UC Health Weight Loss Center. It's our pleasure to welcome Dr. Fitch to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, let's talk about this first of all. What is the difference? Because I hear these terms, I hear overweight and I hear obese. What's the difference?
So we really use what's called our BMI or our body mass index to identify whether patients' weights or people's weights are going to affect their health. So when your BMI is over 25 or between 25 and 30, then you're what we call overweight. So again, just that weight might barely affect your health. But then once you get into the obese range, that's a BMI over 30. And then there's good studies to show that when people have a BMI over 30, it tends to affect their health more. Things like diabetes, high blood pressure, all these sorts of health effects tend to be more so in people that have a BMI over 30. And that's defined as obesity.
Okay. Now, I've heard people say this, that obesity is an epidemic in America. How true is that?
Well, it's very true because 60% of people are either overweight or obese. So, you know, the whole category of people, the bottom line is today our society is creating this overweight and obesity as the default. So patients come in and say to me, I just want to be normal. I'm like, well, actually, you are normal by the sense of the word that that's what the norm is in our society anymore. And so it really is a struggle. For all of us to combat against these, you know, billboards with potato chips on them, as I just drove here.
You know, and I think, you know, you are a doctor, but to me, it seems like there's another push for people to be more healthy in this society. You know, you hear gluten-free this and all this other kind of stuff. So it seems like kind of contradicts what you're saying, but I know you're the expert and I know you're right, but it seems like more people seem to be more health conscious today.
So I would say that probably is. There has been a shift, I feel like, since we've been talking more about obesity, talking more about it, getting it out there. There has been a general shift in people's knowledge base. But then again, you have the knowledge, but you have to be able to apply that. And that's what's very challenging in the world today when we have to make fast choices and all we have around us are potentially foods that are the quick and easy foods tend to be more of a problem for us from a body weight standpoint.
Okay. And so let's talk about this. And I think this is really important. This is one of the reasons that I wanted to do this show. I want to talk about the health implications of being overweight. You touched on some of those.
Well, there are 75 million or more people in the United States that have diabetes. And diabetes is probably the biggest health implication of our weight. Almost half of all diabetes would be gone if nobody had a weight problem. And so the other significant issue is that 30% of all cancers wouldn't happen if we didn't have obesity. So 30%, it's been determined now that 30% of cancer is due to being overweight or obese. So having that extra body fat creates what's called inflammation in our body. So the fat causes inflammation, and that inflammation can lead to other diseases such as cancer, heart disease, other issues that people can really struggle with their health, arthritis.
Okay. And so let's talk about heart disease in particular, because we know, and I've done shows on this before, number one killer of women and things like that. So obesity plays a part there as well.
It does. You know, it turns out that, as I said, inflammation is a really big part with heart disease. There's been a recent study that was just published showing that that a new drug has come out for heart disease that actually focuses on reducing inflammation as its main reason for being as a drug. And it turns out that then that lowers your heart disease, because this inflammatory process, or this feeling that your body is just not doing well and it produces all these inflammatory agents, then makes us not feel good and causes diseases like heart disease and strokes.
Okay. So, you know, I hear this from my wife all the time. men can lose weight faster than women. It's not fair. How true is that? Is there any truth to that? And she's listening this morning. So there, help me out.
There is truth to that, actually. She's right.
Oh, man, I'm wrong again. All right. Go figure, right?
Yeah, it's the truth. So, you know, men tend to have higher metabolisms, basically based on the fact that they tend to have a higher amount of muscle. So one of the reasons why we really focus on exercise during weight loss, because exercise studies have actually been shown to not produce very much weight loss when you exercise. Because, in fact, sometimes you gain some muscle mass and you actually gain weight when you exercise, right? Because you're gaining this extra muscle mass. But the advantage of muscle and the reason we really focus on patients continuing their exercise is it helps you with maintenance long term, because the more muscle you have, the more calories you burn sitting still. And therefore, the more you're able to eat and not gain as much weight or eat and lose weight. So men tend to have more muscle mass traditionally around the fact that they have more testosterone. And so it's really about testosterone.
All right. She's right on that one. All right. Okay. I'll give her that. Now, I want to talk about diet pills, especially the ones we see over the counter. We're not here to slam anybody or anything like that. But how effective are they? And most importantly, how safe are they?
So I never recommend, as an obesity medicine specialist, we tend to not recommend over-the-counter dietary supplements. There are some that are effective and work, and we know which ones tend to have some benefits. For instance, green tea has the chemical found in green tea can have some benefits for weight management and for other inflammatory conditions as well. So there are some things that certainly as a supplement are good for you. But as a general rule, the sort of diet pills that are over the counter are typically just full of caffeine and don't tend to work very effectively. We have some very good actual pharmaceutical weight loss medications these days. And so the good news is that your doctor can really help you with weight loss now. For the longest time, we didn't have very many resources, very many tools in our toolbox. And now as physicians, we have many more tools that are shown to be, you know, statistically significantly benefit people in their weight loss journey, because it's really hard to lose weight. It's not what we are engineered to do. The body is engineered to gain weight.
Wow, look at that. And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. This morning, all morning long, we're talking about obesity, being overweight. We're talking to Dr. Angela Fitch. She is medical director of the Medical Weight Management Center at UC Health. Let's talk about your program at UC. And if you would like more information, you can go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Go there now, like us there, and you can actually join the conversation there as well. Doctor, tell us about the program at UC.
So we have created a wonderful team of people to help patients be able to be successful with their weight loss journey. As I said, it's a journey and it takes a lot of commitment. It takes a lot of time and effort from a whole team of people, from dietitians to psychologists. We have surgeons. We have myself as a medical weight loss specialist. But we've created a program in which you utilize meal replacements to get yourself on track in the beginning. So the biggest thing about weight loss is we need planned portions of plants and protein. That's what makes us successful with weight loss. So how do you get those planned portions of at least protein in the beginning, right, to get yourself on track with what you're eating? And that's what our system helps you to do initially. And then over time, you transition that, you know, into eating, you know, the dietitians help you to figure out a meal plan that's going to be successful in the long term.
Doctor, earlier we talked about being overweight and being obese, but we know that losing just a little weight can be impactful.
In general, I want to just really stress to everybody out there, losing 5 to 10% of your weight has significant health benefits. So that's the real thing that people have to understand. It doesn't take 200 pounds of weight loss to make a big difference. We always think about those things as making a big difference, and we all want to lose 50 pounds or whatever we want to lose. But even losing 5 to 10%, so for a 200 pound person, that's losing 20 pounds and keeping it off for the rest of their life. And it turns out, as I said, our bodies are engineered to gain weight. The average person gains 5 to 10 pounds a year. So to lose that weight and keep it off is just as challenging. And so it really is something where on average, our patients lose around 12% weight loss on average during our 12-week program. And so, you know, that actually might not sound very exciting, you know, or glamorous. Other people have
sounds
lost.
Sounds good to me.
But, you know, that's the average, right? So everybody comes in at a different level. I mean, you know, some people lose, you know, only have 20 pounds to lose. Other people have a lot more weight to lose. So it's a big spectrum of what people are able to do.
So at the weight management program at UC, do you work with people and try to find out what the underlying reason is to why they're overeating.
Exactly. You really have to get down to the why, right? It's really important as to why you're struggling.
Is there always a why?
I think there's always a why. Okay. It's just a matter of figuring it out. It's not always one why. Sometimes it's three or four whys, you know, but it's about understanding these things about ourselves and then figuring out a plan and a support system. And again, a lot of times medication can help with that as well, to help people be successful with their journey, because we know it's, you know, like anything we do, it's like riding training wheels on a bicycle, right? You use the training wheels for a period of time, and then the idea is you take them off and you ride by yourself. So we're here to be those training wheels so that people can be successful and then be successful long term.
And again, in case you're just tuning in this morning, all morning long, it's about obesity, weight loss, and weight management. For more information on the show or to join the conversation this morning, visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. In the studio with me now is Dr. Angela Fitch. She is medical director of the Medical Weight Management Program at UC Health. Now, let me ask you this. Now, generally speaking, what's your approach when you begin working with a new patient in terms of their weight loss? What's your approach?
So, again, we really want to personalize it to what each person is struggling with. And we try to figure out, you know, on a basic level, you know, we talk about our nutrition. And what's important with that is not only how many calories we're eating, but the timing of those calories. So when we're eating those calories makes a difference. And also with the quality of those calories, like what those calories are. There are some medical issues that people can struggle with, such as diabetes, like we talked about, that makes it harder for people to lose weight. So we try to identify those medical issues. We try to identify their eating patterns and behaviors. And then also talk about sleep, because sleep is underrated as it relates to weight loss. It turns out if you don't sleep well, you don't burn 150 calories in the night, which is like 30 minutes on the treadmill. So good sleep is worth a lot. So we talk about all these different issues and really get a big picture of what is going on with each patient.
Okay, so we're burning calories in our sleep?
Yeah, when you sleep well, you're burning extra calories. If you don't sleep well, you don't sleep long enough.
All right, well, that's good to know. I can use that as an excuse. All right. All right, so let me ask you this now. What is the key? What is the key to keeping the weight off?
So that's the million-dollar question, Rodney.
Right.
I think
we're trying to figure it out, right?
You know, it really is perseverance, I think, and grit, and really sticking with it, right? And knowing that it's a journey. It's not a yes or a no question, right? It's an ongoing process, and you have to keep changing it up all the time, right? You have to keep working on it. And you have to keep finding these ways of sticking with something, and that's the hardest challenge for people.
Okay, non-surgical and surgical. Sometimes people have a choice. Is non-surgical the preferred course for most people?
You know, we like to have people have the option, right? So that's why we've created the UC Health Weight Loss Center, because we have both our surgical and our non-surgical program in the same space. A lot of people have their programs separated, and we think it's nice that we can be in the same space so we can help each other, because some of the patients after surgery still need things like medication and other help with their journey. And so it's really you know, what is right for that individual person.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about your program, and coming up later in the show, we'll talk to one of your success stories. But if our listeners have more questions, if they would like to find out more about what you guys do at UC with your weight management program, how can they find out more, doctor?
So our website is www.uchealth.com/weightloss. And you can go there and find out all the information about both the non-surgical and the surgical program that we have at UC.
All right. Well, thank you so very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ronnie.
We've been speaking to Dr. Angela Fitch with the UC Health Weight Loss Management Center.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.